A new year is here, and with it, new changes in the law that could affect your wallet. Joining us to talk about this is Michelle Singletary. She writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post, and she joins us regularly for conversations about personal finance. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Oh, same to you. So explain how these new laws or regulations could affect consumers' credit card payments.
Well, credit card issuers have to, by the beginning of this new year, make sure that people are making a dent on their credit card balance. So they're now going to be required to pay at least 1% of what they owe plus any fees, because traditionally people would make payments, minimum monthly payments, and not really make any dent in what they owe. They were mostly paying interest. And so the regulators said they were concerned about that people weren't making a significant dent in the amount of credit card debt. People could spend years paying on their credit card and not really pay it down.
So maybe this is good news for consumers in the long run that they might be able to get out of debt, but a bitter pill to swallow perhaps just after the holiday season. I'm wondering if there's any good news for consumers in the tax season.
Well, there is good news, and I still think it's good if you pay more, because you know how I feel about debt. But for the good news, there's a new financial product that's available now in the new year. It's called the Roth 401k, and it's similar to the traditional Roth, the Roth that we know, but it's good news for people who earn a lot of money. You put money in after it's been taxed, but it grows tax-free, and when you pull it out, it's not taxed.
So this is for people who earn how much?
Well, actually, there's no income limits for this new Roth 401k. Now, the traditional Roth, if you're single, you're only eligible to contribute to it if you earn less than between $95,000 and $110,000. If you're married filing jointly, the phase-out is between $150,000 and $160,000. So in other words, they're income limits. So if you earn more than that, you can't contribute to a Roth. So that's why lots of people were looking forward to the Roth 401k.
You know, a big problem these days is identity theft. So are there any changes that could help people fight identity theft this year?
Well, there was a new law that went into effect before this year, but by the end of this year, many merchants have to change their machines. You know, the machines that print out your credit card numbers? So they can only print the last 5 digits of a credit card number. Now, lots of people have already imposed that. Lots of merchants have already imposed that, but there's some that still haven't. So you want to check your receipts and make sure that they're not printing out your full credit card number. They're only supposed to be printing out the last 5 digits.
And if they are, shred it immediately.
That's right. Absolutely. Because this is, you know, identity thieves look for these receipts because it has your credit card number. That's one step into stealing your identity. And once that happens, they can open up credit cards in your name and charge up. And for many folks, it takes a long time to get rid of these false accounts on your credit report.
Michelle Singletary writes the Color of Money column for The Washington Post. She's our regular contributor on matters of personal finance. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And if you have questions for Michelle, we'd like to hear them. Please go to our website, npr.org, and then you can click on the Contact Us link. That's at the top of the page. Be sure to include Michelle in your subject line.